ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 25. After this lesson, even you will understand Japanese particles kara and made.
ようこそ JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to the last lesson of the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん。
Thank you all for listening. So this lesson is the last lesson in this series, right?
最後のレッスンですよね。
そうです。最後のレッスンです。 Right.このシリーズを続けるかどうかわかりません。
We don't know whether we'll continue this series or not.
続けるかどうか。
Actually, we covered this usage of か in the previous lesson, right?
そうです。
So which particles will we be going over in this lesson?
In this lesson, we are going to review the usage of particles から and まで.
The conversation is between two people, correct?
Right. 佐藤恵子さんと校長先生です。
Keiko Sato and the school principal. And where does this conversation take place?
学校。
At school.
多分、先生の部屋ですね。
Probably in the staff room.
はい。
And it looks like they're going to be having a party. So listen closely to find out what kind of party it is and also when and where it is. In the learning center, you can review the particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi-sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the Learning Center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
Now let's listen to the conversation.
この学校に来てから一週間ですね。どうですか？慣れましたか？
はい。
今日7時からあなたの歓迎会をしますから、来てくださいね。
ありがとうございます。何時くらいまでですか？
多分7時から9時までだと思いますよ。場所は駅の前のバーイノベイティブです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
この学校に来てから一週間ですね。どうですか？慣れましたか？
はい。
今日七時からあなたの歓迎会をしますから来てくださいね。
ありがとうございます。何時くらいまでですか？
多分7時から9時までだと思いますよ。場所は駅の前のバーイノベイティブです。
今度は英語が入ります。
この学校に来てから1週間ですね。
It's been a week since you came to this school.
どうですか？慣れましたか？
How is it? Have you gotten used to it?
はい。
Yes.
今日7時からあなたの歓迎会をしますから、来てくださいね。
Today we'll be having your welcome party at 7 o'clock, so please come.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
何時くらいまでですか？
Until what time does it go?
多分7時から9時までだと思いますよ。
It'll probably be from 7 until 9, I think.
場所は駅の前のバーイノベイティブです。
It'll be at Bar Innovative in front of the station.
歓迎会、Welcome Party をするんですね。
Yes, so they're going to hold a welcome party for Keiko. That's really nice of them.
そうですね。あ、ジェシーさん、I've got an idea. Why don't we review the dialogue with a quiz?
Oh, that sounds good.
Here's the first question. 歓迎会は何時からですか？
Can we hear the question one more time?
歓迎会は何時からですか？ What time is the party? じゃあジェシーさん、はい、答えは？
7時からです。It's at 7, or literally, it's from 7.
Did you get that? Now on to the next question. バー、イノベーティブはどこですか？
Can you say the question again? もう一度お願いします。
はい。バー、イノベーティブはどこですか？ Where's bar innovative? じゃあ、ジェシーさん、答えは何ですか？ What's the answer?
The answer is, 駅の前です。It's in front of the station. If you didn't get those answers right, please listen to the dialogue again.
はい、お願いします。
In this lesson, you'll review the usage of the particles から and まで.
In lesson 5 and 6, we learned the usage of such and such から, such and such まで.
Both から and まで are used after a noun.
はい。
から marks the starting point, such as a place or time, and まで marks the limitation or extent. They're often used in a pair together. Can we hear a sample sentence?
はい。ここから空港まで何分かかりますか? How long does it take to get to the airport from here?
So we have ここから from here, 空港まで to the airport. Of course, you can also use から and まで individually.
Right. In lesson 6, we studied the sentence 今日からダイエットをします。
I'll be on a diet starting today.
今日から is
from today or starting from today.
明日から is
from tomorrow or starting from tomorrow.
I keep saying 明日からダイエットする。
I'll go on a diet starting tomorrow.
でもその明日は絶対来ないの。
That tomorrow never comes for you.
No. Okay, so let's review more ways to use から first.
In lesson 15, you learn that から marks the material something is made from. For example,
ブドウからワインを作る。
I make wine from grapes. ブドウから means from grapes. ワインを作る means to make wine. Can we hear the sentence again?
Sure. ブドウからワインを作る。
So what if you want to say to make sake from rice? That would be?
Sake is sake and rice is 米. So 米から酒を作る。To make sake from rice.
In lesson 18, you learn that から also indicates a reason.
Actually, this から is not a particle, but a conjunction.
That's right. The conjunction から comes after a sentence that gives some kind of cause or reason. It corresponds to because or since in English. So let's hear a sample sentence that uses から.
その店は安いから人気がある.
That store is popular because it's inexpensive.And から also follows the te form of a verb to mean after the action takes place or since the action takes place.
It sounds a bit complicated, but here's a sample sentence. メールをチェックしてから寝ます。
After checking my email, I go to bed. So チェックして is the te form of チェックする to check. So チェックしてから means after checking something.
Right.
And then 寝ます is to go to bed. So can we hear that whole sentence again?
Sure.メールをチェックしてから寝ます。
After checking my email, I go to bed. Okay, on to the next particle, まで. In lesson 6, you learn that the particle まで marks the time or place that an action ends. It's equivalent to until or to in English.
はい。Here's a sample sentence. ミーティングは5時までです。
Literally, the meeting is until 5. In more natural English, that would be the meeting finishes at 5.So, made also indicates the limit, extent, or something unexpected. It corresponds to as far as, up to, or even in English.
For example, 子供まで自分の携帯電話を持っている。
Even children have their own cell phones. Made, as in 子供まで, expresses extent, as in even children. 自分の携帯電話, their own cell phone. 持っている, to have. Can we hear the sentence again?
子供まで自分の携帯電話を持っている。
Even children have their own cell phones. For the speaker, children having their own cell phone is something really unexpected.
そうですね、right.、Mm. 子供まで? Even children?
Right, right.
Speaking of まで, there was a very old song called 骨まで愛して。
骨まで愛して。骨 is bones, right?
Right, right.
So maybe something like, love me to the bone or something.
Right.
Nobody expects to hear that. So, 骨まで愛して is asking to love even one's bones. Kind of weird though.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before. But it's a song title, right?
Right.
So they get to be kind of creative.
Right. At least it's catchy.
Right.
In this lesson, you reviewed the usage of particles から and まで. So let's recap this lesson with a quiz. I'm going to read a sentence in English. Your job is to choose the best translation from the choices we give you. Are you ready? Here's the sentence. I make wine from grapes. 1.
ワインからブドウを作る。
2.
ブドウからワインを作る。
And the answer is?
ブドウからワインを作る。 I make wine from grapes.
So remember that から marks the material something is made from, so it's placed after that material. Choice 1.
ワインからブドウを作る。
Is backwards. It means I make grapes out of wine. That'd be interesting if you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and now the next question. How do you say, even children have their own cell phones? 1.
子供から携帯を持っている。
2.
子供まで携帯を持っている。
And the answer is?
2. 子供まで携帯を持っている。
Even children have their own cell phones.まで indicates the limit, extent, or something that's unexpected. So, 子供まで is even children. And how about choice one?
子供から携帯を持っている。
Well, the meaning turns out a bit close though.
子供から means from child or from their childhood in this case. So, 子供から携帯を持っている means people start having cell phone from childhood.
Oh, but it doesn't have the meaning of even children, right?
Ah, no.
All right. Well, that's all for this lesson and for this series.
Hi.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to this particle series. A lot of Japanese learners find particles tough, so we really hope you have found this set of lessons helpful for figuring them out.
聞いてくれてありがとうございました。Thanks for listening. コメント待っています。
We'll be looking forward to your feedback.
それでは、さようなら。
Bye, everyone.
この学校に来てから1週間ですね。どうですか？慣れましたか？
はい。
今日7時からあなたの歓迎会をしますから来てくださいね。
ありがとうございます。何時くらいまでですか？
多分7時から9時までだと思いますよ。場所は駅の前のバーイノベイティブです。